This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the DJV program. Some people say I'm a tough leader. I don't know that the ladies would agree. I'm tough on myself sometimes, but I'm actually, I work on my own self-control from time to time and self-discipline, and I find the ladies impose high standards on me, and so that's a good thing, because I think we all need a little discipline. I'm not sure that... And I don't take that the wrong way. I just thought about that as I said that. Discipline, control, whatever it is, we have to live in a society where there are lots of different interests and lots of pushing and pulling on our own strings and our own values. And, you know, as we've seen and heard so many times in so many discussions here on this program and elsewhere, probably in your own life, sometimes it's frustrating because you feel that you can't keep up with all the changes. I know I feel that way all the time, whether it's technological changes, whether it's the social changes. Look at that conversation we had about the Hallmark Channel and how you just can't do some of those things anymore, and appropriately so, but it's hard because there are so many changes and things are moving so fast, and you just don't know sometimes, and we all make mistakes because we are imperfect human beings. I make mistakes all the time, and the girls will be happy to tell you. So a round of applause for that statement. Yeah, but you know what? We all learn and grow from them, and it does not keep us from understanding that we can love each other. We might get impatient with each other. We might get a little, even maybe intolerant sometimes of things. But high standards is something we all should aim for. I try to do that with this program, and I hope that everybody appreciates that, the standards that are set by Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and the work ethic that they have. It's really kind of cool. So having said that, let's talk about work ethic in Washington, Jennifer.
Good luck.
Or perhaps lack thereof, as it were. But the show continues. The show must go on. The impeachment vote is Wednesday. So what?
Well, what would be interesting is if this gets held up, because the rules will be released tomorrow, and then everybody needs to figure out where they're going to vote. Most
Who
Democrats
makes the rules up?
The Who's majority party, so the Democrats. It's going to be probably a combination of Pelosi, Nadler, and Schiff that will have the rules. The articles of impeachment have already been released today, so those are already out there for in full for people to read. And then the vote could come as early as Wednesday. Some are speculating it may be over, it held over to Thursday. If it is, what's really notable about that is Thursday will mark 21 years to the day that Bill Clinton was impeached. How about that?
Wow.
So... Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting, the nation always handing out Christmas gifts, not the best way possible. The Democrats will have the votes, most likely. They are expecting a few defectors, already one from New Jersey.
Are there any new witnesses, Jennifer? Any new witnesses
on the
horizon?
Well, not right now. Not right now. But the question is, in the Senate, will they go for a full, long, drawn-out trial where both sides will be able to call witnesses and subpoena witnesses? That's one option. The other is we could already just use the evidence that's already been presented by the Democrats and just vote on that, essentially, to prevent the nation from having to go through a long, drawn-out hearing. So the same evidence would be presented, and then it would be voted on, and most likely the president would be acquitted at that point. There's enough votes to do that. So
what does that mean? I noticed that Adam Schiff has been talking a lot in the papers out here in Los Angeles about it wouldn't be mean a failure. Okay, so what does it mean?
He's trying to say that it's still their job, and so he's just going to do their job. He's even meeting, even in very liberal California, he was home this weekend, and it was a big story in Southern California. He got heckled and met with a ton of protesters at this event about the Armenian genocide over the weekend, and I think that's got to be shaking Democrats.
Crumbling. Isn't the evidence kind of crumbling around?
Yeah, the one thing that they do, that they've been trying to kind of brush under the rug is this memo that was handed over by the Office of Management and Budget. And in the memo, it clearly states that aid to Ukraine was withheld for claims of corruption as, I forget the name of the office that oversees the how taxpayer money is being spent. But in any case, that person had ordered a pause on the aid to the Office of Management and Budget. It never came from Trump. It never came from anywhere in his administration. He probably, at that point, when he had that call with Zelensky, didn't even know that aid was being withheld. So the whole case that was being built on by Democrats literally crumbled in the last week and a half, doesn't matter. They're already too fully invested.
Right. All right. So how much of this stuff was discussed yesterday on the Sunday morning interview programs? I don't call them news programs anymore. They're just advocacy programs with these various characters. I noticed that a lot of ink, Chris Wallace is getting a lot of ink lately because he doesn't seem to be towing the usual Fox line. I don't think that's new for him, though, is it?
No, Chris Wallace, I think, you can count good journalists on one hand. I think he's there. I think Brett Baer's there. That are kind of down the middle. Chris Wallace will ask tough questions to everybody, no matter their party preference.
Chuck Todd is a horror show, I think.
Yeah, he's terrible. And you can see what his point of view is. I couldn't tell you how Chris Wallace votes. I'm not really sure. And I think that's a good thing when you're having a journalist who's having to talk to people on both sides. Jim Comey from the FBI was his guest. And they went back and forth about whether or not the comments that Comey made about the FBI making no errors in this were appropriate. And Jim Comey conceded, look, I was too aggressive in saying that. There were lots of errors that were made. So it was kind of an interesting, I always find the patting on the back interviews, whether it's on my side of the aisle or on someone on the other side of the aisle, I think are annoying. I like to actually have someone who's willing to ask hard questions and challenge the person that's sitting in the chair, because that's when you really get to the truth. And I don't know. It's too bad more journalists don't do that.
Yeah, you're right. So let me bring you into a conversation we had last night. This is sort of my daughter and her husband and Miles and I are having dinner at this little place that we like. And Megan and Matthew were talking about. Matthew is up for a promotion. He's a assistant professor, become a full professor probably next year at UCLA. Megan is on. She got her review last week and is on the way to a promotion, and both of them will get increases in pay. And we've talked about this on this program, not about my daughter and her husband, but about this scenario as it applies to Victoria, as it applies to Kara. Maybe Kara's a little young. When I was your age, Kara, I did own a house, and it wasn't an easy task, but I look at what's going on now with you and your age, Victoria and your age. Megan is older than all of you. She and her husband have been working for 20 years in the career that they're in, and they don't have enough money to buy a house. And I'm telling you, they're making good money, and they have 401ks, and we were talking about because they've been trying to strategize how to build. I know they have this conversation with me because they want me to help them, and I will when the time is right. But that's not the point of the conversation. The point is that there are so many people who are frustrated, and so we talk about the economy and how people will vote. The reason I'll bring you to the head of why I was talking about this. The voting, now we all consider the economy to be the major bellwether of how the election will go, right? Good economy, whoever is in office, if they want another term, they usually get reelected. But the people who are younger question the Trump presidency for a lot of different reasons. But I'm wondering if they aren't missing something here or if they're noticing it, Jennifer. I don't know whether there's discussion in the administration of how are there plans. Can there be some way, if people have X number of dollars set aside in their 401k and they're making good money and they still can't buy a house,
you're considering that in California, and that's a problem that I've had here for years. And it's not because of it's not the economy at the federal level. We're all, Megan, I'm sure, and Matthew are making great money. I'm making decent money.
Yeah.
But the thing is that when you live in a state like California and housing prices, the median housing price is $500,000 or $600,000 for just a small home, it's incredibly prohibitive. You have to be in San Francisco, it puts the best spin on it. In San Francisco, $100,000 a year is the poverty line. In San Francisco. That's ridiculous. $100,000 a year is great money. How in the world is that considered to be poverty? But it is in California because things are so overpriced.
Right. So how does this play into the election? That's maybe the question.
Well, clearly for California, it hasn't, because people are idiots and just keep voting. They vote the brand names that
they
know. But
the national, let's look at the national picture.
I think for across the board, I think most people are feeling an upward swing with the economy, especially in the states where you need to have those votes come in for the Electoral College. I think people feel it in their 401ks. The economy has never been better. The stock market has never been higher. It's breaking records every single day. And most people are back at work. I mean, the African-American unemployment under the Trump administration has gone so far down.
But the wages are still a question, aren't they?
Not necessarily. I mean, look at all the numbers that are coming out. It's a rosy picture when it comes to the economy. Unfortunately, for people living in really, really blue states, we still feel the pinch. I mean, you know, I'm in the same boat with your kids. So it's like it's frustrating, and that's why so many people end up leaving. 700,000 people left California last year. Yeah.
Well, New Jersey last year was the number one state that people left. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the same boat here, and it's the property taxes in New Jersey are so ridiculously expensive.
All right, but Victoria, you bring up a good point. You make a decision to stay there. Jennifer has to stay in California because that's where all the work and stuff is. You need to be in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut because you can work anywhere, but your husband is tethered to a job in a big company in New York.
Right.
So, but if you could choose to live somewhere, where would you choose? Given all the things you say about New Jersey, growing up in New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where would you live?
Well, I love where I live now, but if I could pick any other place to live, I'd live in Southern California. I'd be going from the frying pan into the fire.
You sure would.
But, there's really no other place I'd want to live, so.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It's just, you know, a friend of mine recently said that she just got married a couple of years ago, and her husband had been married before and has two kids, and they're not going to have any kids together. And she said, you know, she goes, we're paying this huge mortgage so that we can live in the school district where his kids go to school. And she said, you know, she goes, you and Lewis, she said, you should just stay renting for the rest of your lives. She goes, why are you going to pay taxes into a school system that you're never going to have kids to go to? Mm-hmm. So, and it was the first time I'd ever really heard it put that way. And it kind of does make sense.
I was thinking about that in regard to Los Angeles, where I have owned four homes, and I think I wouldn't own another one again because of the very.
Why would you have to? You know,
no, I don't. I can rent. I rented a house here. I'm very happy in it, and I don't think there's a reason to buy a place. But it's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of how we feel too. You know, we live right on the beach. We love our little community, and you know, Lewis isn't going to mow a lawn on the weekend. He's from Queens. He didn't grow up with a lawn, so I don't think I want a house to fix.
I'm just visualizing Lewis.
He wouldn't even know how to do it.
Pushing a lawnmower. Yeah. Well, maybe you would do it then. It would be good exercise. Good exercise. Mowing lawn.
I don't want to mow the lawn.
Very good exercise. 19 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit. But you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin through the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't.
I'm
not saying enough about
Calitrin. Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of
Calitrin. See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's a fabulous story here. Billy Joel on the DJV program. He's in a New York state of mind, Victoria. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you with Billy Joel. He was eight songs into his show at Madison Square Garden when his daughter Alexa came out to lead the band in an up-tempo rendition of White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white... We can never do an up-tempo, right? A classic is one of the most covered songs of all time. But Billy Joel hasn't performed it since December 13th, 1998 at Madison Square Garden. He has been joined by many guests since beginning his monthly Madison Square Garden residency. I'd actually like to go to that one. Yeah, I'd just like to go once. Say I went. You can never get tickets, though, I don't think, Victoria. Can you? Can
I think always? They're all sold out, yeah. Sold out. I mean, you can buy tickets from StubHub and things like that. But.
Right. Bruce Springsteen has gone on with him, Paul Simon, Miley Cyrus, Peter Frampton. But Alexa is his most regular. She's had five appearances, his daughter Alexa. How old is she? Anybody know how old?
20-something.
Is she? Yeah. At other shows, she's joined him for Baby Grand, New York, State of Mind, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. He's also brought out his infant daughter, Della Rose, for Don't Ask Me Why. That happened last year, but she got a bit shy, nearly tapped her feet along to the beat. Prior to Alexa's appearance on Wednesday, Billy Joel played Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas along with a 1982 nylon curtain deep cut She's Right on Time. The rest of the show is devoted to live favorites like Allentown, All About Soul, Piano Man, Only the Good Die Young, and the grand finale, You Might Be Right. It's Only the Good Die Young. This is good. He's got such a creative, or he's had over his career, such a creative event. Isn't it interesting how people just have it sometimes? People like Springsteen and him, they can just go on and on. The Beatles, people who have been prolific storytellers and writers, and the way that they make it all sound fresh. I think Billy Joel, I've seen him a couple of times. I saw him at Fenway Park a couple of three, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe. And we had good seats, and it was a good concert. His wife was pregnant at the time. And I don't know, she's, what is he, 60? He's about my age, I think, isn't he? How old is he?
I don't know. I think he's 70. Something.
Yeah, close to my age, yeah.
Yeah.
And his wife is like 30-something.
Yeah.
Something. that women always look. Isn't it funny? Men, well, yeah, that's me. The women say, "Wow, you disgusting old pig, you." So it is always interesting how that stuff plays out. Next up at 26 after the hour, musically, Queen has paired their rare 1984 single, Thank God It's Christmas, with a new animated video. This video captures the holiday season through the perspective of an apartment building with all the tenants celebrating Christmas in their own ways. Pretty unique. It's an interesting idea, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it's a very cute video. Yep, yeah. I saw it over the weekend. It's adorable.
You liked it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end, the tenants congregate on the building's roof to watch the snowfall and the northern lights. So that's the thing. Thank God It's Christmas, released as a non-album single in 1984, spent 6 months on the charts that holiday season before it was released on Queen's Greatest Hits 3 back in 99. Brian May said of the re-release, quote, "The video goes a bit further by including a subtle reminder that we as humans now need to feel a responsibility for the welfare of all creatures on Earth." They've become more involved in this sort of thing, haven't they?
Well, Brian May is a big animal activist.
I didn't know.
So, yeah, like huge into animals. So, yeah. He's always been that way, but now that Queen is sort of back in everyone's minds the kind of the forefront of they had one of the biggest tours last year, the 50th anniversary tour. So I think that his message is kind of getting spread a little bit more, which is great. But, he's a big animal lover.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations to Queen. DJV time is now 28 past the hour. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 658-page U.S. House Judiciary Committee report that explains the Democratic-controlled panel's case for recommending 2 articles of impeachment against President Trump has been released overnight. The full House is expected to vote this week on whether or not to impeach him. Reps have plenty to do this week. Besides impeachment, they face decisions on preventing a government shutdown and international trade. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, was meeting over the weekend with South Korean officials, hoping to bring North Korea back to the table when it comes to denuclearization talks.
Let me speak directly to our counterparts in North Korea. It is time for us to do our jobs. Let's get this done.
The North has been looking for a guarantee of sanctions relief first. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and you. Change. We're thinking and talking about change. That's often a thread here, things that we haven't ever thought about. How often do you think you have? Think about this, ladies, for a moment. Everybody listening, when do you think you have, or how often do you have, original thoughts? Something your mind shows up, actually. And you think, oh, I haven't had that thought before, or something along the lines of you're looking at things a different way. A lot of people have those firsts. It depends on, I guess, who you're talking to, maybe what you're reading, what you're exposed to. But did you ever think something you thought nobody else had ever thought before? Or say anything that you thought nobody else? Because, you know, the old expression, there's never been an original thought. I'm not sure I agree with that. What do you think?
These huge goodness. Philosophical questions.
No, I think every once in a while we need to have a little philosophy. Don't you?
Sure. I honestly couldn't even tell you when I've last thought about that.
What, thought about having an original thought?
Versus, I don't know. Maybe Kara has more to say on this.
I think I have plenty of original thoughts or weird thoughts, but, like,
Sorry, that sounds weird to say weird thoughts. Plenty of weird thoughts. No, but I mean, I can't think of, like, I definitely don't think I've ever had a thought that no one in the world has ever had before. I mean, the world's been around for quite a long time, and I'm not sure that my thinking is that drastically different, and I'm okay with that. I don't want to have thoughts that are so bizarre that no one else has ever contemplated them before.
But any time I've ever heard someone say that they have, or they're claiming to have an original thought, people think that they're super original, and they're really not. And they're so derivative sometimes. That's the skeptic maybe in me, but that's why I don't focus on that.
But yeah,
a different way of putting it is to think about what your dreams are, and do you put your, you know, I'm a great believer in thoughts being things. You know that. You've heard me say that 100 million times. Thoughts are things. So choosing the good thoughts are what's important, and then maybe somebody has thought of it before, and maybe somebody hasn't. But as it applies to you, that's kind of what I'm drilling down to.
Yeah, I think I do think differently than a lot of people or have, like, I don't necessarily put limitations on myself in terms of, like, what you're supposed to do. Like, I mean, you guys know I travel by myself all the time, and I do all kinds of things by myself that everyone is always like, as a woman.
You defy stigma. And, I love it.
And, yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of fun to be able to do different things, and then when people seem surprised, you can, I don't know, question them a little bit more about why they're surprised by that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been raised to be an independent, it isn't just an independent woman, independent thinker, independent doer. I wasn't raised that way. I just became that way because I had to. Sometimes, excuse me, the difference between whether you have to or you want to or not, sometimes the results would be the same. But I just thought, you know, as I think about a lot of certainly the things that we talk about that are kind of pithy, it really is, I'm told all the time we have, and you know that you all work with me, you know that I'm a little strange. I don't know if strange is the right word. Different, I don't think like everybody else does. And I don't know, I don't make apologies for it. As a matter of fact, I kind of like not wanting to do the same kind of radio program that everybody else does or live my life conventionally the way everybody else does. I just don't, it's not for me. Everybody ought to be able to choose his own path and not feel the rebuke that comes from some circles when you are different, like what you just said. I'm the same as you, Kara. I travel. I've been by myself now for, two or three years, and I travel by myself, take the dog with me. Is it a choice that I make? Yeah, I think I'm pretty happy at doing things the way that I do. To each his own.
Traveling around the country, you could drive across the country 6 times each way and no one would ever think twice of it. But if Kara was doing it, or any woman in general, that's where there's so much of a stigma of, oh, why are you a woman traveling alone?
Yeah.
You know, you don't really see, now in New York City, where I lived for a long time, it's different. But if you go into a restaurant anywhere else outside of New York City, where women are just, I think, more independent, you'll see women eating alone at restaurants, at bars, and things like that. But you don't really see that outside of New York. And even now that I live in New Jersey again, I go places a lot by myself during the week. If I want to go out to lunch, I'll take myself out to lunch. And you do see people kind of looking, you know, even when you check in with the hostess. Is it just you? Yeah, it's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I told you the very first response that I got when I arrived in Mexico by myself was, oh, are you looking for a boyfriend? Friend, or oh, are you here by yourself? And you know, it's funny because I met
hot tamales.
I met a few older couples, and you know, they would ask if I was there by myself or if I was with family, and I said, I'm by myself. And it was always the older women who were like, good for you.
Yeah. Because they missed out on that, I think, in their own generation.
Yeah. Yeah, right, that's true. All right, sad news, the passing of Danny Aiello, who, I'm looking through his resume here, I'd forgotten some of the things that he'd done. Certainly the Godfather. Here's a guy that was a bus driver in Chicago, then became a dispatcher, and somehow somebody saw him when he was in his early 30s, and I don't know why he got a bit part playing something, and he just took to it. I was talking off the air to the ladies about Dennis Farina, who basically came up the same way. He was a cop in Chicago, and he and Aiello were friends. Farina's been dead now for 6 or 8 years, I think, 6, 7, 8 years. But they both had very similar experiences, and they both became very popular. I think their success was made around the fact that they had that. There's something about Italian, about Italian guys. I don't know how else to describe it. But Aiello really knew how to play to the camera. The camera loved him. and his accent and his mannerisms and just his way. And apparently he passed away unexpectedly, right? He had some kind of infection in the hospital.
He was somewhere in a medical facility, I'm guessing probably somewhere in North Jersey. And he had an infection, and then his family went to visit him on Thursday, and then they left, and he died that evening. So I don't think that this was anything that anyone predicted, which is really sad.
Yeah. And in Moonstruck, who can not remember him in Moonstruck? That really was a very, very important role.
It's a great
movie.
I
thought for him. Yeah, it was. He was in Fort Apache, the Bronx, with Paul Newman. He certainly was important in The Godfather. He delivered the line, Michael Corleone says hello. You didn't want Michael Corleone to say hello. He was in Bang the Drum Slowly with Robert De Niro back in the 70s. And De Niro and he were friends for lots of obvious reasons. You look at the Cher, I thought, had interesting thoughts saying, goodbye, dear Danny Aiello. Danny was a great actor, but a genius comedic actor. We laughed so much making Moonstruck. It was one of the happiest times in my life, and he was part of that happy time. Goodbye, she said, Johnny Camerari. Is that how his name was pronounced in the movie? I think it was.
I don't remember. I only saw it once, but I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. One of those people now, it's one of the, you know, as the time passes and things change, and he's another one of those actors from that era that certainly made a mark. Good for him, good for his life. Nike seems to be on a mission to update the clog. Who wears clogs here? You wear clogs? Either
not.
Of the two of you? No.
But
the clog is wooden,
a lot of,
isn't it? Isn't
that no, wooden? They're rubber. No, oh,
what's the wooden shoes that the Dutch wear? What are they called?
No one wears that. No one wears wooden shoes.
There's wooden shoes that they
wear. Yeah, the wooden clogs are sort of a symbol, but no one actually wears them. My God.
Okay,
anyway.
Keep going. Don't stop there. Keep going.
If you've ever been in a hospital, every single doctor and nurse in the hospital is wearing clogs. So that's why Nike they're doing a redesign to make them more comfortable. And they have two different, it's called the Air Zoom Pulse, and it's designed specifically for medical professionals who are on their feet for a really long time.
Really?
They did a study at, it's called OHSU. It's Dernbecher Children's Hospital in Portland, Oregon. Nike, of course, based in Oregon, and that's where they did all their testing, and so they did different features and things, you know, good traction, things like that. Obviously, the shoe needed to be really comfortable. They found that nurses walk 4 to 5 miles per hour and sit for less than an hour during their 12-hour workday, so they had to really come up with some comfy shoes for them. And the nice thing is that 100% of the profits, these shoes cost $120, and 100% of the profits are going to this children's hospital, which I think is just, that's a win-win. That's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, it is good. Good news there.
But anybody who is on their feet a lot can benefit from these types of shoes. That's why people wear clogs.
I'm looking at a whole new set of different kinds of shoes to wear because I have a bunion on one of my feet. My ankle bothers me. It doesn't stop me from moving. It's distracting, if you know what I mean. Feet problems are horrible to have. You never want to have them if you can avoid it. And buy the best shoes you possibly can. Don't be buying those cheap things that Jennifer buys at Payless. Man, horrible. In a moment, some food news here. 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Tis the season to be jolly.
It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get at it here, Victoria. You can take the first swing at the bat when it comes to food news. I got a couple of things up my sleeve here as well.
Okay. Well, there's kind of a cool story coming from IHOP, and they are now expanding, or you could also say consolidating, their sit-down typical restaurant, and they're actually opting for a new, what they call, fast casual concept for on-the-go diners. It's called Flipped, like you would flip a pancake, and it's going to be a smaller version of a regular IHOP, except it's going to be more like a Panera. So you'll go in, you order whatever you want from the menu. They have pancake bowls, because bowls are really big right now. So you can do pancake bowls. They can do scrambled eggs,
bowls
all kinds
made
of stuff.
Out of pancakes?
No, it means it's in a bowl, like chopped up, like in a bowl, mixed with other things.
Chopped up pancakes?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be chopped up or cut up, but they're in a bowl, yeah.
Really?
It's the whole thing. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts has bowls now, and Starbucks has bowls. Really? Everybody's got a bowl. So that's one of the things that they're going to be doing. But so you'll go in, and it'll be more like Panera. You go up to the kiosk, you order your food, and you take it to go. They will have some limited seating, but they say that this testing that they've been doing in Atlanta actually is showing that they're really aiming more towards millennial customers, and millennials don't really want to sit in the store. They want to get their food and go. So this is going to be – they're going to roll out early next year in the spring, and it's going to start in the Atlanta area where they've been testing. Then it goes to New York City, Chicago, Boston, and Dallas are the next target markets. But they've got some cool stuff, and, you know, I mean, people love IHOP, so you can – you can get your fix with a bowl or however else you want, but it's definitely they're trying to keep up with Starbucks and especially with Dunkin' Donuts, and then even McDonald's has added all day breakfast, so they have that at all those stores too.
As I go across, I'll be in Atlanta on Wednesday night, Thursday, somewhere in there when I drive across country this week. I'll have to look for one, maybe take a quick tour and try one of those bowls. Battle over global food delivery has heated up. This is something I didn't realize until I saw this in the Wall Street Journal, how many, not just in our country, but how many of these companies are around the world. There's something called Delivery Hero, which is, it started in Europe as a food delivery service. They are buying the same company, the same idea in South Korea, where there's, again, food delivery service, paying $4 billion for an online food delivery business in one country, in South Korea. Did you have any idea this business was that big?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Delivery Hero is buying Wuwa Brothers, which is that's the name of the company in South Korea. Apparently they have this stuff that's coming along in China as well. I find that interesting. I'm really anxious to imagine it. 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That she ever had, Maureen McGovern, singing The Morning After, which plays, if I remember correctly, Chucker, in the ending credits when you're looking at the overturned hulk of the Poseidon. I remember, isn't that how it sort of ends?
No, actually, it doesn't play in the end credits. The end credits are somewhat somber. Carol Lindley, who played the character of Nani in that film, who was a lounge singer on the cruise ship, sang that song, dubbed it. In the movie, they use a different singer. This Maureen McGovern sang the song, which played on radio Morning After, which won the Oscar for best song in 1972. But the Poseidon Adventure released the 16th, December 15th, 1972. The Poseidon Adventure was released in theaters. I went to see it at the Avalon Theater with my two brothers, mother and father. When movie theaters had a balcony, we actually sat in the remember, Doug, what a balcony was?
The old Fox theaters, They were the big old theaters,
And that movie, for whatever reason, I can't explain it, hooked me. It was my childhood Star Wars and is my all-time favorite movie, and I have a fascination with it. A lot of people do who grew up in that time period love this film. I don't know, maybe it's forgotten at this point. I know they did a remake in 2005 with Josh Lucas and Kurt Russell was nowhere near as good, but for whatever reason, people who grew up in this time period have an absolute love for the Poseidon Adventure, at least in 72.
Funny, the captain of the ship at the time was a little-known actor who became one of our biggest stars.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yep, Leslie Nielsen.
Well, when he wound up doing, comedy in the Naked Gun movies and did it extremely well.
Yeah, he sure did. All right, so we have the passing of Danny Aiello to talk about and all of his accomplishments. What of all the roles that you can remember him being in, which one do you think left the biggest impression on you?
Well, he gained a lot of acclaim for Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. He was really good in that film. He did a Christmas movie called 29th Street that's actually really good. And I saw a picture of his car that they posted. His license plate had his license plate in the front said 29th Street. So he must have been very fond of that film. He was also in the movie that a lot of people hammered when it came out with Bruce Willis called Hudson Hawk. I thought his chemistry was always good.
Yes.
He was always good, and he was a good interview on both radio and TV. A really interesting guy, opinionated, had a lot to say, and by all accounts, very well liked in the industry.
Started life as a bus driver. Did you know that
he did? Yeah. I had no idea he was in his 80s. I was a little bit surprised to hear that upon his passing. But he had a nice run, and he always and also he did a movie with. Called Jacob's Ladder in the 1980s. I thought his performance was excellent in that movie, opposite Tim Robbins, a really good film back in the 80s.
I think I remember that. Yeah, exactly. All right, what do we have for surprises with regard to box office totals for the weekend, Chuck, or anything?
Two things. No surprise here, although it preceded expectations. The sequel to Jumanji did $60.5 million, which is better than Universal expected. The first Jumanji movie with Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, and Kevin Hart did over $1 billion worldwide, the biggest financial hit in terms of dollar amount Universal has ever had. So no surprise, this movie's going to do very well throughout the holiday season. The other film that a lot of people started to pound on, Clint Eastwood, Richard Jewell, despite the fact good reviews, I know people went to see it, sent me texts that the movie was awesome. It sort of flopped at this point, only $5 million opening weekend. Having said that, movies released this time of year really can start to pick up steam, and the week between Christmas and New Year's, movies make a lot of money. So I wouldn't call this dead and buried at this point. Really good reviews, good story, but for whatever reason, people didn't show up to theaters in droves to see it, which is, again, I think what we talk about on this spot for months on end now. I do believe people are being conditioned at this point to really be motivated to see the big popcorn movies and the more character-driven films. I think the mindset is really developed where people will sit and say, you know what, I could watch this in 2 months or a month on streaming at home, and they're not going to be motivated to go to movie theaters unless it's, say, Star Wars or Jumanji, something really massively expensive with the biggest screen possible. And a movie like Richard Jewell, Doug, you don't need a big screen to watch it. You can watch it at home. I think that's where the industry is going, sadly, but true.
Yeah. I love to go to the movies, and that would be a movie. I haven't had time for the last week or so to go, but there are two or three. I don't know that I want to see the Jumanji thing, even though I like The Rock, but I saw the last one. I don't know. It looks like the same kind of thing to me, but I'm sure you're right. He'll do everything The Rock is in is great box office success. 59 past the hour here on the...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.